Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Lately, young jazz musicians have taken a shine to music from the turn of the century. Not this century, the last one. Specifically, music from the teens and 20s, and giving it a modern twist. Will Friedwald recently wrote about this so-called new hot jazz for Vanity Fair and joins me now in the studio. Welcome back to Soundcheck, Will.
I love being on Soundcheck when I get to talk about wonderful music.
Hot jazz, I mean, this stuff was great stuff first time around. Some of the original bands, we're going back to the original jazz spelling, J-A-S-S.
Some of them, yeah, some of the contemporary groups do use that spelling, yeah. Which was only employed very briefly.
Yeah, early in jazz's history. Right. So where does this trend come? I mean, you know, I think of people like Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, Frank Vignola, Sam Palafian. There have been people here in New York playing this music for like 20, 25 years or more.
Well, it's part of the definition of, I guess, of a postmodern musical situation is that you're allowed to do anything. You don't just have to do something, you know, the traditional flow. Let's do something more modern and far out than whoever came before us. But with postmodernism, the whole idea was to go back and sort of reinvent everything. And if you're going to do that, why not, you know, play in styles that have already existed? There were guys going back to the 40s. When Bob Wilbur wanted to play like Sidney Bechet in 1949, everybody was saying, well, why don't you want to play like Zoot Sims? Why don't you want to play like Charlie Parker? And that was like astonishing. Wynton Marsalis in 1980, when he said, well, it's okay for us to play like Freddie Hubbard and Miles Davis, but let's also play like Louis Armstrong.
Right.
Let's also play like Clark Terry. And now it's become to the point where young musicians can do anything they like, and they're simultaneously discovering that by using this sort of party jazz model from the 1920s, it actually invites people in and is more sort of inclusive than modern jazz and sort of art concert music have traditionally been. And they're tapping into the social aspects of it and the fact that it's more, and it's particularly in the sense that modern jazz is so like improvisationally oriented, and it's become such a concert music that you really have to concentrate, and you really have to give it the same kind of attention that you give to Mozart or you give to Shostakovich or something like that. Whereas things like 20s music and Dixieland and jazz age and hot jazz is the term I prefer to use. You know, it's fun. There's no sort. I mean, there is a cultural aspect of it too, but basically, it's a social aspect. It's a party music,
and it's been in the air. You know, Boardwalk Empire featuring this band, Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks, full of these sounds. Livery Stable Blues, Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks Orchestra. For many years, Vince was sort of alone here in New York, or part of a small group here in New York that played the music of the 1920s. But now, as Will Friedwald's article in Vanity Fair points out, a huge group of 20-somethings have discovered this music. Do you think Boardwalk Empire had anything to do with it?
They're 1920s-somethings, yes. A lot of these guys grew up listening to Vince, the same way Vince grew up listening to King Oliver and Bix Beiderbecke. They grew up listening to the Nighthawks. And in fact, if the Anderson twins were here, that's what they'd say. You know, when they
the
were
Anderson
13.
Twins being...
Oh, I'm sorry. The Anderson twins are two remarkable. They've played with the Hot Sardines. Two remarkable reed players that are 26 now. And they've been wanting to play this music all their lives, and it was a dream come true when Vince actually started using them in the band.
So they're part of the Nighthawks. Now, you mentioned the Hot Sardines. Elizabeth Boucherol is with us on Soundcheck as well, founding member of one of those new hot jazz bands, in fact, the self-same Hot Sardines. Elizabeth, who did you grow up listening to?
Fats Waller, Bessie Smith, Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong. I mean, one of the great things I think about listening to about listening to all this music now is that you can kind of compress like 50 years of music and it's all in the same bucket for us. You know, it's not, it's a little bit like if you thought in 100 years that someone would line up Purple Rain next to Justin Bieber. It kind of, It in a way it doesn't make sense, but in a way it makes all the sense in the world because all
true.
This music is the same DNA.
I remember when I was a kid in the 70s, I had to go to like 10 record stores before I could find a Lester Young album. I mean, it just wasn't there. And one of the things about the digital era is that you do have access to everything. And in a way, it's made us much more diverse and much more schizophrenic even, but in a good way, in a good way.
So, Elizabeth, the Hot Sardines, I mean, Will uses the term hot jazz. I mean, distinguish what makes the Sardines hot.
That's a good question. I mean, we called the band that because jazz bands have been calling themselves hot for 100 years. But I think... I think the hotness in a way of the music we play came after the naming of the band. We just started by playing songs that we loved. Evan Palazzo, who founded the band with me, who's a piano player and our band leader, and is this fantastic sort of Fats Waller-esque stride guy. We just started by playing the songs we really loved, just the stuff that turned us on. And so it was like Feet's Too Big, made popular by Fats, and, you know, Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, the Bessie Smith song and stuff like that. I think the hotness came in the playing because as we added people to our band, at the beginning it was Evan and myself, and he plays piano and I sing and I play washboard, and we added Fast Eddie, who's a tap dancer, who was originally, he started out as our, with the washboard, our percussion section was Eddie and me on
the
washboard.
Now, when you say washboard, do you mean like a real old-fashioned wood and metal washboard
that could
just as easily be used for clothing?
Absolutely. I'm talking about a straight-up double-handy washboard made by the Columbus Washboard Company, and you can still order them. I got mine at the Ace Hardware on 3rd Street. But you can still order them, and, you know, you can make fantastic sounds with them. It's one of those instruments that's never needed to be improved upon.
Well, let's hear the Hot Sardines.
There's never been an upgrade.
There's never been an upgrade.
But there has.
No, there has.
The Cajun guys play the metal vests.
And
that
I have added
the washboard
a hotel bell and some doodads to the washboard. It's a fun thing.
Let's hear the Hot Sardines in action live at Joe's Pub, this recording of I Love Paris.
When it sizzles and I love Paris in the winter, when it drizzles, I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love.
That's the Hot Sardines live at Joe's Pub with I Love Paris. My guest, Elizabeth Boucherol, founding member and washboard player and lead singer in the band. Will Friedwald's also with us, the writer and music critic. His recent article for Vanity Fair has occasioned our conversation here in the Soundcheck studios today about all the 20-something players who are playing music from almost 100 years ago. And the whole hot versus sweet thing, Will, is something you talk about in your article, that jazz in the 20s could be one or the other, and they were kind of distinguished poles of musical expression.
Well, they called it hot music because basically all popular music was dance music at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And there were these so-called sweet bands like Guy Lombardo and later, slightly later, Lawrence Welk. And they were called sweet bands because they didn't make a lot of noise and they were basically playing a businessman's bounce kind of a thing. And they're still wonderful bands, very, very musical. A lot of that music is excellent. But the hot bands, you know, were the ones that had the really glaring, you know, trumpet solos and the ones that used a lot of improvisation, played very fast rhythms. They tended to either be black bands or have a black model. There were maybe one or two black sweet bands, but it really wasn't, you know, that kind of a thing. Sometimes Noble Sissle is referred to as a black sweet band leader. But it was mainly that was the model, the musicians from New Orleans and Chicago and then Harlem and, you know, great players from all over the country. It was a whole different kind of a thing.
And it was dance music. Elizabeth, is it still dance music? I mean, when you look at your audience, is that what's happening?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the great thing is it's dance music across all ages, we find.
Now, is there the kind of temptation to say, well, let's put an electronic dance, let's put a little trip-hop, let's put a little dubstep to our 1920s, let's update it.
Right, right. Well, as Will just pointed out, postmodernism lets us do whatever we want, right?
Right.
And there are people doing what's called electro swing these days, where they kind of take music from this era and do stuff like that too. Like a lot of the Gatsby soundtrack,
right?
Has stuff
now a lot
like
of that.
That
stuff came from Europe though, the Caravan Palace and people like that. You know, the electro swing.
Yep,
stuff.
Absolutely. I think, and actually, I was born in France, and so I think that over there, this has always been pop music. I mean, growing up over there, this has never really, it's kind of always been considered pop and dance right alongside whatever was on the, you know, typical
the
pop charts.
Charts.
Exactly,
yeah, yeah.
Right. So it makes a lot of sense that electro swing was born over there.
But Will, it seems like the point of your article is that people are actually playing it pretty close to the way it would have been played almost 100 years ago, which four or five people out on a stage in a hot, sweaty club with people dancing.
It's the same idea, although there is people like Dick Hyman will do a concert kind of recreation where they take like a 1920, you know, 7 Paul Whiteman record and play it note for note. And Vince Giordano is usually the guy they get to do something like
right.
that. That Livery Stable Blues was very closely modeled on the ODJB. Vince and some of the other guys, especially the Hot Sardines, they're not necessarily recreating specific records, but they're improvising new stuff within the genre, within the format.
And the first full-scale New York Hot Jazz Festival is taking place this month, August 25th, at Mejenada on the Lower East Side. It starts at 2 p.m. and ends whenever it ends.
It ends when it ends, just like it used to be in the old days, you know? When the cops show up, actually.
Yeah, right. Don't give your right name. No, no.
Elizabeth, the Hot Sardines are scheduled to go on at 9 that night on August 25th.
That's right.
Will Friedwald's article for Vanity Fair is called How a Swath of 20-somethings Have Tuned In to 1920s Pop. Will Friedwald, Elizabeth Bougerault, guys, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.